Join us as we focus on extraordinary Catholic people,
a Catholic life.
Zoom in on unique Catholic places,
the Catholic experience,
and take a snapshot of local Catholic events,
Catholic happening.
The Living Bread Radio Network presents Catholic Close Up,
Catholic Close Up,
with Michael Roberts. We'll introduce you to people, places, and events that are shaping our Catholic culture today. And now, here's Michael Roberts with today's edition of Catholic Close Up.
The St. Thomas University School of Law in Florida is getting ready to host their annual John J. Brunetti Human Trafficking Academy. And we thought it'd be a nice opportunity to find out more about this academy. And we're happy to have on the phone with us Dr. Rosa Patti. She is a professor of law at St. Thomas University, and she is also the founder and director of the Brunetti Human Trafficking Academy. Dr. Patti, thanks for joining us here on Catholic Close Up. Welcome.
Thank you so very much for having me.
I'm excited to learn more about this. You know, incidentally, just several weeks ago, I had the strong pleasure to interview a young man who is a senior at a university here in Northeast Ohio, a Catholic university, and he is the survivor of human trafficking. And what a compelling story it was. Truly inspired me, and you know, this young man turning his life around and finally completing his education and getting ready to graduate from college. So it really warmed my heart. And I wanted to start off with that because I have a feeling that you have a lot of passion in your heart to reach out against human trafficking and what it does, right?
That's correct. And I commend you for actually highlighting one of those stories of victim survivors that are also thriving, because there are so many of them. And they are such an inspiration to each and every one of us, not just victims and survivors of the human trafficking themselves. Right. And as for me, yeah, this passion of mine started quite a long time ago in the early 90s. I am originally from Albania, and I was a government official, an elected government official back in the country. And a number of people from my district, girls, particularly young girls, were disappearing. And all we knew is what we're reading on the headlines of newspapers in Western Europe, how Albanian girls were prostituting themselves. And who brought this issue to my attention and brought me to senses, not thinking that these are people that could be exploited, but reading the headline news and thinking they prostitute themselves, was an Italian priest. Albania at the time had just come out of a fierce dictatorship, communist regime, and religion, I should say, was prohibited during that time, and priests were not there in our a region that we are Catholic. We barely had Albanian priests. So an Italian was serving several parishes in my district, and he brings me to senses that actually the girls that have disappeared in my district are not prostituting themselves, but they are being trafficked, and that's human trafficking. That's how I got to know about the phenomenon, and then he actually took me, if you will, in Rome, in the outskirts of Rome, in Frascati area, where all the girls were lined up from different parts of the world in sections, as the Albanian sections, and the Moldovan, the Nigerian, you name it, it was all in line. And they were trafficked. So it started very early on for me, and we kind of started in spearheading work and activity, and I have continued in the United States as well since 2001, when I came in our St. Thomas University School of Law that I now served. Since then, I came as a student in the human rights program. Yeah. So, yes, I am quite passionate about this subject matter. Started very early on. Has been decades I tried to do work in this. And it's unfortunate that we have not yet been able to end it, this horrendous crime and crime against humanity.
No, you're right, and it's interesting because it is a problem, and I think sometimes we don't think it's a problem, but it is, and it's an epidemic, really, for all intents and purposes. It's an epidemic, right?
It really is. I mean, I just mentioned earlier, we call it human trafficking crime, but indeed, it's that's a social phenomena. As you said, it goes to what you're saying. It's an epidemic. Right. It's absolutely everywhere. It's prevalent in each and every nation state and also in each and every state of the United States. Pope Francis had put it perfectly well, an open wound on the body of the contemporary society and a scourge upon the body of Christ. We should be feeling very strongly about this phenomenon that is indeed modern slavery, because it's putting people in a condition that they have absolutely no power, they don't have their own humanity, it has been stripped off of them. And over them, the powers are exercised that are akin to those of property. Yeah. So unfortunately, we are talking about a commodification of human beings, yeah. And that's thoroughly unacceptable, and exploitation following.
Yeah, it's terribly sad. And like I mentioned, the young man that I met, just a true inspiration to me as he was able to overcome it. And he was adopted. He became Catholic, actually. He came into the Catholic faith. And like I said, he's getting ready to graduate from college. So there is hope. But
God bless him.
Yeah, exactly. And he was able to overcome it, but there still is a need to raise awareness and to teach others about this. And I think that's something I commend you, Dr. Patty, for what you're doing. It's just a beautiful thing. I must tell you that I'm very, very impressed. I want to switch gears just ever so slightly. I want to talk a little bit about this Human Trafficking Academy. Tell us about that. You are the founder and director of it, right?
Yes. Thank you very much for giving us the time to do that. Though here at St. Thomas, in our human rights program, we have a Master of Laws program in intercultural human rights, the Doctorate of the Science of Law, we have been doing work against trafficking since very early 2003 and to date. But the Academy, I founded the Academy in 2010. We were lucky enough to get a grant at the time of the Department of Justice, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and we got this program starting, and what we have been doing over all these years, we have been reaching out, educating, training, and researching on the particular dimensions of trafficking in human beings. Hmm. But what we are mostly really very well known for is our specialized trainings and assistance that we offer to various professionals, legal and non-legal, from law enforcement to lawyers, healthcare providers, teachers, students, researchers, religious institutions, community at large, and so on and so forth. And in a way, we call it Human Trafficking Academy, and the name, the John J. Brunetti Human Trafficking Academy, is because we got a donation from the late John J. Brunetti, a Catholic, an entrepreneur, a pillar in our community, really, here in Florida, that has been a very successful businessman. And at the time he said, you know, now I have been building enough throughout the United States, Eastern USA, now I want to help build hearts. That's how we kind of got more financial support. So started through the Department of Justice, the congressional grant, but we now continue through private donations and people who genuinely care about putting an end to trafficking. And though the Academy is kind of, if you will, a year-round virtual academy, we reach out to thousands of people we have reached over the so many years that we are in existence. But then in summer, we try to concentrate more on various issues that relate to trafficking in human beings, and we train multiple professionals depending on what we consider, say, a priority at a certain year. Last year, for example, our academy was focusing on training case managers and people who did work in the Department of Children and Families, but was open for quite a lot of other professionals as well. This year, we intend that in our intensive training in summer, in the week of July 15 to 19, we want to focus on, generally speaking, as an overarching theme, if you will, commercial sexual exploitation. Mm-hmm. And the reason we are doing it, because we normally focus on on forced labor as well, so trafficking for forced labor. And, of course, there is this intersection of both. You cannot, like, strictly demarcate them in a line. So in many cases, they also intersect. But in many other cases, they are genuinely separate as well. The reason that this year we are going to focus on commercial sexual exploitation is because we have Super Bowl coming up in 2020 here in Miami, and there's going to be massive training, if you will, needed for all kinds of professionals and volunteers that come and are present during that time. And we want to bring to the fore various professionals that deal with trafficking in human beings. So we want to probably think with the law enforcement and considering an analysis, if you will, of what the legal foundations are and a framework of what the law is in the United States, and going deeper into the more, if you will, novel, not necessarily novel, but trending themes of exploitation, like internet crimes against children or cyber trafficking and pornography, as well as a major, major issue, and child pornography particularly. So we want to focus on a trauma-informed care and how you have to keep in mind, you as a professional, whoever is going to be, depending what group of professionals will be training in separate sessions, what is it they need to know about the trauma that trafficking victims undergo, and so on. And then we're going to think about who are those that are actually being exploited? Who are the prostituted persons? And what is the connection of pornography and sex trafficking? And what is going on in the rise of technology? What kind of issues that are being advanced? And how does the technology advances, if you will, or creates more opportunity for the criminal networks and individuals, but also creates great possibilities for us that are on the other side to be combating human trafficking. We intend to focus on the demand side of commercial sexual exploitation. Here in Florida, just recently, we have had a few stories about massage parlors, illicit massage parlors. It's very unfortunate. There are quite a number of them, about 150 or so, that have been under investigation, like right here in the state of Florida. But there is an estimate from Polaris Group that talks about over 9,000 massage establishments that probably are centers of commercial sexual exploitation of people coming from various parts of the world, so kind of therapists, if you will, but that are obliged, forced to provide sex acts as well. And then we want to focus on, we like to see who are all the stakeholders within the phenomena. So we're talking about the victims, we're talking about traffickers, and on the other side, though, what is the role of men? For example, those we just told the stories that we had in the recent massage parlors talks about what we refer normally as the Johns, but they also have to know that there is a lot at stake, and while they might not be thinking that the women, girls are exploited and are forced to do whatever they are doing, but it's time to start thinking about all of those. And then we go a little bit deeper as well, look into the what is the psychology behind those who buy commercial sex acts, and what would be a way to, if you will, detox it. And there are certain programs that I would actually like to mention a couple of things that might be of interest to your audience. And, of course, our academy will also focus on the power of partnerships and how we're going to how are we going to face our Super Bowl 2020, how are we going to tackle from our own side here, how we will be partnering, who are going to be our partners in this field. And then we'll get also always do get survivor's perspective.
Wow.
As you said, you had a survivor yourself in your firm, probably, you know, the story is fascinating, but it's good for us to bring those. We also meet with them in advance for consultations because they bring a unique perspective. It's not always us that we know what is needed to be done. It's always great to hear from them, from the victim survivors, and they tell us exactly how, not just telling a story, but what is it that we did wrong, where we failed them, and how can we improve our, how can we empower ourselves and improve our own framework and methodology in confronting human trafficking.
Wow.
So more or less, this is what we are going to have in this particular summer academy that is coming up in July. And we always mention the important role of people of faith and faith-based organizations, because they have done always a tremendous work. They are at the forefront. And here in the United States, we have a great coalition, a coalition of Catholic organizations against human trafficking, and we are part of them as well. And right now, we are engaged in this campaign that I hope that your audience, listen, if you are hearing this, we are in Lent season, and we Catholics are eating a lot of fish these days, but we want also to be thinking that the supply chain of the fishing industry is not clean of slave labor. And this year, we are particularly focusing exclusively on Costco. Costco has a very good corporate statement against human trafficking in supply chain, and is also a member of the Seafood Task Force that, you know, trying to put an end to practices that exploit people, no matter where, in what part of the world. But we wanted to make sure that their Kirkland signature seafood products are actually slave-free, and we want them, we want Costco to provide traceability information at the point of sale. And the way we are doing it, the Catholic Coalition Against Human Trafficking, through the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and their Department of Migration and Refugee Services that does absolutely splendid work, have come together with and produced a card that we are spreading out throughout the country, reaching out to people to sign it, and we're going to be sending them all the Costco executives, because it's so important to clean the supply chain of the trafficking, and this is an initiative that we are involved right now. I mean, Catholics are involved right now, and I invite people to find out more at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops website, Migration and Refugee Services, and there is time to get involved for each and everyone, really. So that's our labeling for Lent campaign, join, as I said, part of it. And I wanted also to bring the attention to an important document that not everybody might have heard of. That is the Pastoral Orientations on Human Trafficking. This is a document that comes to us from the Vatican, from the Migrants and Refugees section. This is a section that started on January 1st, 2017. It was established by Pope Francis, and he directs this section personally under its own direct guidance. And it has been tasked to address human trafficking particularly so, and of course also with migrant and refugee matters, as the name suggests. But they just recently have produced this document, the Pastoral Orientations on Human Trafficking, that is an enormously important and at the same time, a very, very good document. It was a lot of work that went into it. There were lots of consultations with church leaders, scholars, experts that have experience, practitioners, theorists, organizations that have been working in the field throughout the world, exchange ideas, viewpoints, and so on, how to properly address the phenomena of human trafficking. And it's a document that is meant to really orient the work of each and everyone who genuinely cares. But Catholic dioceses, various Catholic organizations, parishes, any religious congregations, schools, universities, whether they are high schools or colleges and so on, they are all invited, would be well served if they were exploring this important document on human trafficking from a Catholic perspective. And this was something I just wanted to make sure I mentioned. And I know in the Ohio area that you are serving, people already have heard about human trafficking, how much is going on, both as forced labor and commercial sexual exploitation of when girls underage particularly as well are exploited in sex and prostitution as early as the age of 13 years old.
Wow, it's definitely an injustice, and it is definitely something that we need to address as people of faith. And we are on the phone with Dr. Rosa Patti. She is a professor of law and the executive director and founder of the John J. Brunetti Human Trafficking Academy at St. Thomas University School of Law in Florida. And boy, what a perspective you have, Dr. Patti, from your experience. And I can just tell by talking to you that you are passionate about this, and that you're doing what you can in your capacity to try to really change the world, as far as I'm concerned. It's beautiful.
Thank you. That's very kind of you saying. I think each and every one of us, we have a mission in our life, and no effort is too small. Mm-hmm. So whatever we can do at any station of our life, we can do it if we genuinely care. And I think that at the time that we live in, it just couldn't be a greater cause than combating trafficking in human beings. And each and every one of us can do something because, yes, we are saying it's those traffickers, it's their greed and so on that are treating people as commodities, buying and selling and exploiting them in all ways, in all unimaginable ways, if you will. And of course, they exploit the vulnerability of others, those, if you will, the push factors and so on. But what about us?
Yeah.
What about us, the pull factors? If there were no demand, there wouldn't be a supply. And this has been continued for so long.
Yeah.
So traffickers are providing us the supply by exploiting the vulnerability. And we, on the other hand, are the ones that are, or even from a forced labor perspective, the consumers, we are on the end that we are looking for what? Any products, cheap services, and so on.
Sure.
And, of course, in the so-called adult entertainment industry that we're talking about, where people are being exploited in commercial sexual exploitation. So it is upon us, it's incumbent upon us to really know about the problem of trafficking, to educate ourselves, because even if we are able to prevent one person from being trafficked, we made a difference. If we are able to rescue one person, we made a difference. If we are able to educate somebody not to think about exploiting a person, we have made a difference. So we can work in all multiple ways, whether separately, alone, or as a group.
Yeah.
And we can make a difference.
Yeah. And that's what we're called to do.
Exactly. And it's such a huge phenomenon. The problem is that this is not an easy problem. It's not a crime like any other crime.
Right.
It doesn't work this way. This is very deeply rooted, and there is no nation that is immune, and there is no nation that is strong enough to be combating this phenomenon alone. So we need the community of nations, we also need the community of states within a nation,
sure.
And we need each and every community, small or large, within a state, even within an organization, even within a faith-based organization, to get involved. And each and every person has a role in that.
Mm, it is. Well, Dr. Patti, we are out of time. I'll tell you what, it went fast. And again, I give all credit to you. You're very passionate about this and teaching others and really addressing this injustice that is not only a part of the United States, but really worldwide. Our guest here on Catholic Close-Up today has been Dr. Rosa Patti. She is a professor of law with St. Thomas University School of Law in Florida. Really quick, Dr. Patti, if people would like more information, is there a website that they can go to find out more about these initiatives?
Yes. On our website at humantraffickingacademy.org, they are welcome. We have lots of information, upcoming events, a few events that we did in the past, and we love to hear from people and partner with them, whether they are organizations or individuals that want to get involved. We would really love to hear from them because it's such an important issue. It needs each and every one of us. And I want to thank and commend you, Mr. Roberts, for this wonderful opportunity that you gave me, and I'm really grateful, and the service that you do to all your audience and everyone who want to listen to this initiative that you have with the Catholic Closed Up, so that we know what's happening around the country through your Living Bread radio network.
Well, thank
I'm very grateful.
No, I'm grateful to you. Thank you, Dr. Patti. Take care.
All best wishes. God bless. Bye-bye.
And that's our show for today. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Michael Roberts, and until next time, be at peace. Tune in next week as we continue to take an in-depth look at our Catholic community right here on Catholic Close Up.
Catholic Close Up is a production of the Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of today's program, visit livingbreadradio.com, where you can subscribe to the weekly podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week for another edition of Catholic Close Up.
Listen to your favorite Catholic hymns and popular Catholic artists 24 hours a day with great Catholic music. It's the brand new internet radio station powered by the Living Bread Radio Network. Listen online from your computer or tablet, or download the Great Catholic Music app from iTunes or Google Play. Check it out now at greatcatholicmusic.com. That's greatcatholicmusic.com.